All right, this first post reads, PSA, if your man is outside blaring J. Cole Workout right now and singing the songs like they are coming from his soul, please forgive him and let him and his little broken heart back in the house. My kids are trying to sleep.
See, I'm confused about this post.
I am too, because that's not a let me back in song.
At all. That's more of a get the fuck out of my apartment song.
Yeah, because that song is basically about women getting busy.
I can't be your man. This is a one-night thing only.
John Cusack wasn't holding a stereo outside of that woman's window and say anything, playing Workout J. Cole.
Exactly. Playing twerk music. This is Nosy Neighbors. I'm Chinadu Unaga.
And I'm Candace Thompson.
And we'll be breaking down the most particular neighborhood posts we could find on the Citizen and Nextdoor apps. Now, how particular do these posts get? Damn, we find some very particular posts.
Why don't you show us how particular we get, Chinadu?
We sort them. That's right. We organize the posts.
We file them first.
We file the post.
Then we put them in a scientific centrifuge. Mm-hmm. And then they spin and it separates the bad stories from the good ones.
Yep. And we, you know, dissect them.
Dissected like a frog in formaldehyde in your senior year anatomy class.
Yeah, and you need that grade to get your diploma. Like, you need every A you could get this semester, or you're not going to get to walk that stage. And so that's how particular we are. Disclaimer.
Disclaimer.
This podcast features our thoughts and opinions on interesting stories from the internet to your neighborhoods.
All riffs are for comedic purposes only.
Do not try this at home.
We had to tell them.
We had to tell them.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We both live in the city, so we hear noises a lot. The other night, I heard some family that lives very close to me that the mom and the daughter just don't get along. And I'm talking about like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning,
like intense,
screaming
intense
at each
arguments.
Other. Outside.
Outside.
Outside. Like, they come outside, and the daughter's always, get your fucking hands off me!
How old is a daughter?
She's definitely a teenager. And they just go back and forth screaming at one another. I hate you. Blah, 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 blah. It got so bad just a couple of nights ago. Some neighbors were like, leave her alone. Let her go.
Let her go.
They started chanting.
Let her go.
Let her go.
That's not good advice.
It was so bad that neighbors started protesting on this child's behalf.
They called it inconsiderate because they didn't even consider their neighbors.
Have you ever been so focused on something that you're in your own world and
nothing
else
exists? Yeah, it's
literally
that.
Is that.
Is that.
Yeah.
It's almost the type of focus you need to make the NBA.
Absolutely.
Just like nothing else matters.
Nothing else matters.
You know, but it's just, unfortunately, it's in the wrong focus for them. You know what I mean? Like, it's nothing productive. But like, that's the type of focus you need to become like a superstar.
In this argument, I'm going to win this argument.
That's how they argue.
They're saying personal things because they don't understand that people are listening.
Hear you.
All right, let's jump into our first segment. This is where Chin and I discuss what's going on in our own neighborhoods.
That's right. So this one guy, very simple post, just caught my eye. And he says, and I'm back from a 31-day suspension. Did you miss me?
He was suspended, from the app. Uh-huh.
And then somebody says, what? What for? He says, truth, dot, dot, dot. I spoke truth. He said, going forward, conversations of any substance will be in private message. As I've been assured by next door police, they don't monitor private messages. Then one guy says, who are you? He says, a nobody, not worth your time. And then a guy says, well, you said it. Some guys come to his defense. It's okay to just keep scrolling if posting doesn't involve you. You don't have to have a snappy comeback for everything. Oh, man, this is so funny.
I want to know what his post was that got him banned.
The truth?
I mean, that's very vague.
He probably says 6 plus 6 equals 12.
How dare you?
Yeah. I didn't know Nextdoor was banning people.
Yeah.
That's when you know you reach a successful level.
You can censor people on all these platforms.
You know who has a weak censoring system? Twitter.
Twitter and Instagram.
There is so much nudity on Twitter. I be running into nudity on accident sometimes. Because I think one of my friends is a freak. And he be liking stuff. It's out of nowhere in my timeline.
Uh-huh.
He just be bam. Nakedness. I'm like, y'all was having a wholesome day today. Out of nowhere, just
out
nakedness
of
on my
nowhere,
Twitter.
Titties.
I'm like, man, I messaged him. Like, man, people can see what you like. Can you stop?
Which I have never agreed with that function.
I hate that
function. Only causes trouble. It only causes problems. It breaks up marriages.
Oh, I just like her, but I love you.
Right. Like,
I just like a post.
Yeah, no.
I
Instagram
you.
Know what they're doing. They're just causing trouble for no reason.
This is real.
I think that's intentional for sure.
Well, mister, welcome back.
Welcome back.
We have you back on the apps. It seems like you're very active. Keep posting. What happened in your neighborhood, Kenneth?
Okay, so this post reads, dead body at McDonald's on La Brea this morning. Anyone know what happened?
Just a dead body at McDonald's?
At McDonald's.
Now, see, this is very confusing because we don't know if it's inside McDonald's, outside of McDonald's, in the drive-thru.
You don't know.
Yeah, that's the worst place for a dead body to be, in the drive-thru.
In the drive-thru, just taking up spots.
Now you're forcing everybody to
Here I am, stuck behind this dead body.
Because that body ain't got nothing to do with my breakfast.
No.
But now it does, because it's in the way. Well, if I roll over, I'm an accessory.
Then I'm the asshole.
It actually was a car that killed him. Like, oh, he wasn't dead yet?
He wasn't dead yet?
Oh, he looked dead. No, he had a pulse. You're a murderer. Ah, shit.
I thought that was a speed bump.
Oh, man.
In the drive-thru?
I was just trying to get my breakfast, man. I hung the whore. He didn't move. I said, well, what's the difference? Oh, shit.
Do you think it was a McDonald's-related death? Do you think the Big Macs pushed him over the edge?
Now, logic would say, I think he just happened to be in McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a possibility that this murder...
It's a murder now.
Oh, it's a murder. No one dies of natural causes at McDonald's.
Maybe he used to be a Burger King fan, right?
Okay.
Then he switched it up.
Mm-hmm.
And a Burger King employee saw him cheating on them with McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
And now they mad.
Yeah, because he was their main customer.
And this is a crime of passion.
Yeah, they love you when you're pouring that money in.
Yep, and then they see you going next door. And
they coming for you because they keep data on all of this.
He showed up in the Burger King drive-thru with a hash brown crumb on his lip.
On his face.
And they were like, whose hash brown is that?
Yeah.
Our hash browns are round and small.
He's like, why you only want a water?
Are you already full?
You smell like a McGriddle, man. Did you eat already, Larry?
Why your lips so greasy, Larry?
Yeah. It's a real small sandwich you got there, bud. It's not your usual order.
It's just interesting that this person posted, does anybody know what happened? That's just a neighbor being nosy.
Yeah, that's just a person pretending like they want to know, and really they actually reported it.
Yeah, I didn't.
Did anybody know what happened?
Anybody?
Trying to get the cops off her trail.
Off the trail.
Mm-hmm.
It's a brilliant idea.
They do that. The serial killers do that all the time.
They'll call the cell phone of the person they just murdered. They'll be like, why would I call them if they were dead, if I knew they were dead?
Right.
I wouldn't have called their cell phone after they died. That's just stupid.
That's just stupid. Next up is Neighborhood Watch, where we descend into the apps to find the best local stories. How do we descend, Candace?
Oh, we spelunk.
Oh, I like that. We parkour down into the apps.
we free solo down the side of the mountain into these apps.
We 007 into the apps.
I don't know what that means.
You know, with those little ropes.
With the...
Like the Batman.
Rappel.
Yeah,
we rappel down. Yeah.
That's right. This post reads, Bible study mistaken for fight. Officers later advised that no fights actually took place there. This happened on 5th Ave and Bay Ridge Avenue, Bay Ridge, Brooklyn.
Bible study mistaken for a fight. How does that happen?
You know what I think?
What?
I think a fight actually did happen.
Okay.
But because they studied the Lord's words, mm-hmm. by the time the cops got there, they forgave each other already.
Oh, so there was, they just missed it.
They forgive so quickly.
And they don't want to admit that they were fighting, so they're never going to outwardly say, oh, yeah, we was just fighting.
Yeah.
Because this is a holy place.
Right.
So I'm not going to admit it. Now, we was just sitting here reading and praying and
that's
worshiping
all.
The Lord.
Yeah, everything's a fight. You ask me, life is a fight, you know?
It is a fight.
So what does fight really mean anyway?
Yeah, it's open to interpretation.
Exactly.
I fight the devil every day. I'm over here fighting Satan's urges.
Every day I'm fighting for my
every
life.
Every day?
You know how hard it is not to eat 10 muffins a day, sir? I'm in a fight every minute.
I like that I'm fighting Satan and you're fighting carbs.
It's the same thing.
Satan is carbs. Satan isn't everything.
Yeah.
I think the reason why it was mistaken for a fight is because, you know, in church settings, people can get very excited. Mm. People can catch the spirit.
That's right.
Right? And if multiple people catching the spirit at the same time,
call it the Holy Ghost.
It could look like people fighting from outside.
Yeah.
It could look
a lot of stomping.
Correct. It looks like crumping a lot of the time.
Yes.
If you're a spectator looking from the outside in.
All right, now.
So I think, you know, maybe there's just some people who were very excitable inside of this Bible study. They caught the word.
They caught the word.
Mm-hmm.
Mid-fight. And they stopped and forgave each other because God said, as quickly as you lift your fists,
oh, Lord,
may you lift your hearts and forgive thy enemy.
And don't forget to turn the other cheek.
That's right. Because you want to gain some momentum as you slap that
with the other cheek. And that is a quote from the Bible.
No, it's not.
This next post reads, police are responding to a report of a beer truck driver drinking a Heineken while driving.
Man, shout out to Heineken, first and foremost.
This happened on Mercer Street in West Houston, Manhattan, New York.
Location, man. It's okay to drink. It's not okay to drink and drive. This reminds me when I got caught working out at a gym when I was a fitness attendant back in college.
What?
I was on the clock.
Oh, but working out for yourself and not
myself.
Training somebody.
Oh, yeah, I was just working out, and I was on the clock. And I got caught. My boss walked in. I was dead set. I was like, yep, still works. Just testing out the weights.
I just had to make sure.
Still heavy. And I'm just measuring the weights, making sure the numbers are not off. Yeah, it feels like 45 pounds. I'll get back to my desk.
This is also kind of like that time I worked at a yogurt. I used to work at TCBY Yogurt, and I was eating yogurt on the job.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're supposed to. They know that's why you guys apply. You think he went to jail and lost his job? Just lost his job or just spent the night in jail?
He spent the night in jail and he lost his job and he got a fine.
Damn. That's a rough day.
Beer. You always like beer?
My buddies of the Caucasian descent got me into beer.
It is. I have noticed it's a lot more white people that get excited about beer.
Yeah, but I'm happy.
But I do know some black people that drink beer.
Yeah, well, we got it.
But it's because of their white friends. What is that? Do you think they have a different palate that is...
I don't think it's a different palate. I just think you have to start with beer, but we don't...
So what you think white people started with beer and black people started with hypnotic?
Hard alcohol. Yeah.
Black people
that
started
rose.
With Ciroc.
We go top shelf, then we work our way down, baby.
Yeah, why is that?
It's no different than, like, you know, eating pumpkin pie or sweet potato pie, right? A lot of people who love sweet potato pie just assume pumpkin pie is disgusting, but pumpkin pie is delicious. I go on there.
It's not disgusting. It's just not the same.
Yeah, but, you know,
it's
they always get compared.
Lesser of the two. Well, of course. Well, they're very similar. Well,
alcohol and beer ain't the same either. No.
Hard liquor and beer are two completely different things.
Yeah, the same purpose.
You're drinking for the same reason.
For sure.
To get messed up.
Excuse me? To do homework. What are you talking about?
What?
I started drinking beer late. Not late, but, you know.
What is late? In your 20s? 30s?
I started drinking when I was 21.
Drinking, period?
Officers listen to this?
Yes, we actually
yes,
have.
When I was 21, I started drinking.
I didn't start until it was 100%
legal. That's 21. I waited 3 more days for my 21st birthday. Just in case
sure.
The doctor was off with my birth date. But, yeah, I started maybe beer like a year after I started drinking. I started drinking some beer. I was like, oh, yeah, beer is actually not that bad.
Yeah, I'm good. Do you like Red Stripe?
I'm not mad at it.
Okay.
Red Stripe. Yeah.
Is that your Jamaican?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
My accent is of a Jamaican that hasn't been in that country for that long.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
Yeah, we all don't sound the same. If I did like a black impression mm-hmm. and I sounded like Snoop Dogg, you'd be like, you don't sound black. You sound like Snoop Dogg. It's a horrible black impression. Well, he's black too. Okay? Voices range all over the place. Next up, police are responding to a report of a man stealing donuts from a Law and Order shoot. An update incorrectly stated that DVDs were stolen and has been corrected to donuts. The suspect was reportedly carrying an Army Fatigue book bag. Happened on 21st Street, Astoria, Queens. Man, New York is popping.
Woo! Donuts. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, of course, Law and Order. That's a little on the nose.
A little on the nose.
Donuts on the set of Law and Order.
Yeah, something tells me this might have been an undercover cop sneaking these donuts. He heard the call on the radio and he started investigating himself. Oh, what me? He changed his clothes and came back. I heard you guys have a report of stealing donuts. Why is your nose powdery?
Sir, why do you have chocolate on your lip?
Yeah, there's just freaking coconut strings everywhere. And for those that, you know, don't realize, I know Candace is an actress. I'm an actor. When you're on set, there's nothing better than the crafty table.
It's very tempting.
They should give awards. Like the Oscars.
Good craft services people.
Oh, yeah.
They do give, you know, awards mm-hmm. for like best
set,
sound.
Set design.
Yeah. They never reward.
They never reward the crafty
the
table.
The person was the most important job mm-hmm. of everybody.
Facts.
And that is the craft services
They
person.
Literally keep the cast together.
Yes.
Cast would kill themselves if that crafty table wasn't so delicious.
Not just the cast, the crew, everybody. Yeah. There'd be murders. They would be mm-hmm. on a regular basis.
Yeah, they should give them awards.
And for the crafty award. For the best spread, the Oscar goes to Nutty Professor 2.
I see like 20 people get up in their aprons and shit. They're walking up there with their mints. They're having
slow
trouble
clap.
Holding the thing because they ain't got, you know, they ain't got their fingers spread out. Well, first of all, we want to thank Whole Foods for always picking up our calls late. Rouse for giving us a free bags without charging us. Oh, my God, forgetting somebody.
This would have been possible.
Without Chick-fil-A being down the street.
If it weren't for Nature Valley granola bars.
Winterfresh gum.
Honorable mention Kind bars.
Folgers coffee.
These guys are delicious. Goldfish.
Cheez-Its. Fruit snacks. It's too many to name. We just thank you all. Thank you for seeing our word. Thank you for seeing our passion.
The Ritz peanut butter sandwich crackers in the six-pack.
Thank you for coming to this year's Crafty Award.
Well, that was a fun segment.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
Always is.
Always is.
Always a party.
It's always a party in here. You bring confetti?
I did.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And to our listeners, I hope you're enjoying this.
Because we record every single week.
We do. And what we want from you is to send your own posts from your neighborhood apps.
That's right. And for those who have before, triple the post.
Triple the post. So stupid. But send them in and send it to the links that are in our bio. Chinedu, what's your social media?
It is Chinedunaka. That's my Instagram and my TikTok. I have now additional posts on TikTok, so that brings me up to 5. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Chinedu Comedy.
And mine is Jokes by Candace.
All right, Candace, you know what time it is.
I do.
It's one of our favorite segments, and this is the Phone a Friend segment. Now, for those who are new to the show, this is when me and my co-host Candace, where we invite one of our friends to just kind of partake in the neighborly silliness. And today we have a very, very special guest. I've been knowing this young lady for a while now. She's a very talented comedian, writer, and actress. You've seen her on BMF on Stars and Good Trouble on Season 3 of Freeform. Put your hands together virtually for Chandelier Black.
Yes.
What up, Chandelier?
Hey, Chandelier.
Hello.
All right, Chandelier. So, yeah, go ahead, jump into your story. And, you know, if we find something that's interesting or funny, we'll chime in. You know, very conversational.
Well, I am a first-time homeowner.
Congrats.
Thank you. Thank you. And my husband and I, it took us like over a year to find a house. Like, it took forever. But we got in before the pandemic, so thank goodness.
Amen. Yeah.
But after we finally found our house, the first thing we got done was work on the house. You know, we had to redo the roof so we couldn't move in right away. So my husband would come over here to the house without me. He met the neighbors. And he would come back to me like, oh, babe, they're so nice. You're going to like the neighbors and everything. And I was like, oh, cool. Yeah, that would be awesome. They want to hang out and all this jazz. So we finally move in. And it was very clear immediately that they didn't know that his wife was Black.
Mm. Now, and your husband is Iranian, right? Am I right?
Armenian.
That's right. Armenian.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
Yes, he is Armenian.
Mm. This is getting interesting.
So he became the ethnics very quickly, and
right.
The entire experience turned into 1960s. How did she get over this red line? You know what I mean?
Oh no!
For like a minimum of like 6 months. It probably was like 6 months to a year. The neighbor across the street from us will pull backwards into his driveway and flash his brights on us and watch our house all day long.
What?
He would like, yes. He would literally watch the house, watch the workers. It'll be nighttime. He had the brights on, flashing at the house. He watched us, and specifically me, all day long. They even called the police on us one day for nothing. And I was like, oh, this is kind of nice. The police patrolled the neighborhood. And then I quickly realized, oh, they were there for me.
Mm-hmm.
What was the complaint?
Yeah, what they say?
For nothing. It was just Blackness. Like, they didn't stop. They just watched me at the house. Yes.
Oh.
Oh, no.
They just parked across the street.
You said his lights, his brights are... Does that run his battery down?
Right.
He's got his
so
brights on all night. Right? Like, what, does he just go buy a new battery for his car every week?
Yeah.
And he constantly actually does work on his car at night. And it's probably because he's always flashing dang on lights at night. Like, you know, he actually does do that. So, yeah, so that became a whole thing. And when I would, like, wave at people... Nobody would wave back.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and we never actually went to the neighbors next door. We never actually went into their house to any of their parties. And one day, one of the neighbors on a side street, they can see in our backyard, they look over the brick.
Oh, like and, like Home Improvement.
Wilson?
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Hey, neighbor.
Like Home Improvement.
Just yeah, his eyes. Yeah. What you niggas doing back there?
Like the Home Improvement dude. This is creepy. So yeah, it got really weird. And so one day, the old lady, now at the time I didn't know she came from that house, but she came over to and stood in my driveway and looked through our windows. And at that point I was just fed up. So I slammed the shades and ran out the house to go. She like jumped and ran like this old lady. She hopped on her butt around the corner so fast.
Now, you sure she just wasn't like walking by, or like she stood like
no, like
chest to window, staring for the sidewalk in like a, just a weird fashion. Sometimes you walking by, you gonna look, you know,
right.
The window's open, you gonna gander,
right?
You know, but if your chest is lined up, the square with the glass, windowsill glass, oh, you were staring.
Square. It was straight up square. She even walked a little bit closer into the driveway in order to look through the window.
Oh, she was trying to get a look at your seasoning cabinet. It's like, what they put in this food? It's so delicious.
That make it taste so good.
That makes it so better than mine.
One day, the neighbor next door became like, I would say he became more cool with just like racial undertones. And then like one of the guys across the street, not the same guy that was flashing the lights, he had a package stolen off of his porch at night. So me being an editor and being able to sift through footage super fast, I actually found the footage on our camera and gave it to him. Mm. Now everybody want to wave at me. And, oh,
well, you know why? Because you proved you're one of the good ones.
Right.
Well, you know, you scared them with the whole chandelier thing. You know what I mean? It's a very, we heard about the chandeliers. But now that you're over here editing footage.
So now look, one more thing. So now the guy next door to him, mm-hmm. he actually got his truck broken into.
Ooh, karma.
Exactly. And here he come all of a sudden trying to get the footage from us. And I was like, nope.
Oh, that's
you
hilarious.
Said no?
She said nope. That's so funny. You just drew a line in the sand forever. Now, you just started a neighbor of war.
Oh, you made a nemesis now.
That's going to last for generations. Your kids going to hate his kids. They don't even know why no more. It's some Romeo and Juliet shit. It's going to take a love to stop this.
He put us through hell for over a year. I was like, we can't even see that far, even though we gave the footage to the dude that lives directly next door to
hilarious.
Him.
Hilarious.
Yeah. At an angle.
That's so funny.
You could tell him that he could get it, but it costs $200.
Facts. Put your prices up. Make a whole website.
Yeah.
Neighborhoodwatchcameras.com.
How badly do you want to see?
Different packages. We can edit it up, add sound.
Give it to you uncut.
We can act it out. We can
sure.
Color,
we can
grayscale. Right. I just imagine her house just has like state-of-the-art equipment where I can see the whole neighborhood. And people, hey, you mind if I borrow the footage from the HD security camera you got there? 4K?
Wait, Shondalia, what did he say when you told him no? Was he angry?
He's been trying to be friendly with me ever since.
Of course. Bringing cookies over. I brought you some cookies. Yes.
Mind if I get some footage?
Right. Some homemade baklava.
He's trying to butter me up.
Wait, is there anything that he could do to make you change your mind to give him the footage?
Yeah, what kind of snack would it take?
It's over for him. I don't care.
Mm.
Ooh, your house. A principled woman. I love it.
Mm. Go ahead, let that sewage out your soul now.
Should have thought about that. We all cool. But, you know, he should have thought about that before he spent a year acting like an ass.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
Well, that was an amazing story. A very classic neighborly story. And I hope our listeners learn something today listening to you of ways that you can, be a good neighbor, be a neighbor that sends a message. You know, you talked about giving away security footage for free. You also talked about getting a little vengeance. So, yeah, there's a good balance there. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Gotta be a little petty.
That's right.
Gotta be a little petty.
Always.
Petty chandelier. You got some extra time to hang out with us for another segment?
I do.
Okay, cool.
Yay.
Awesome. We'll be right back after this break.
And we are back. This next segment has, you know, it's pretty new. We don't do this one too often, but it's quickly becoming one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. It's called Unsolicited Advice. And this is where somebody posts asking for advice, and we're just gonna
give them whether they want it or not.
Regardless whether they ask for it or not, we giving it to them. So this post reads, I accidentally slept with my girlfriend's mom. Now I can't come clean. The post starts off with, so let me first just say I'm not the one in the wrong for this, but I have to say it somewhere. It's eating me alive.
2 years ago when I was 19, I met this woman while I was working as a personal trainer. She was in her 40s and looked like a 25-year-old.
She took an interest in me and invited me out a number of times, and we had sex a few times. After one of our meetups, she said it was wrong for someone of her age because I was too young and she changed gyms.
He continued on to say, "My girlfriend and I have been together for just under a year. She's amazing. I love her so much."
2 months ago, I met her family for the first time, and it was a shock. Her mom and dad popped out, and we both almost shit ourselves. I met her parents. They've been married for 20 years, and I realized I had been a married woman's boy toy. I feel incredibly ashamed.
So much ashamed that he has told this story a millions of times. Not only that, he couldn't wait to post about it. When he found out there was another app he could post on.
Yeah, he says he's ashamed, but I think there's a part of him that's like, I got the mom and the daughter. You know, that was probably on his, I think that's on a few guys' bucket lists.
I don't know, Chandelier, what do you think? Should he come clean to his girlfriend or, because look, he don't even know if he's going to marry this woman yet. And not only will they might break up one day, he might break up their family.
Hard no.
Hard no, he shouldn't tell her.
Yeah, I think not.
Do it.
This is really good, though, to keep in your back pocket, you know?
To have it just in case?
Yeah, if she, like, breaks up with you, she's like, oh.
Oh, yeah, and
oh,
I
you
had
leave
sex
me?
With your mother.
That's fine. I got something to tell you. I had sex with mom. You're just saying that. Okay.
Let's call her right
Let's
now.
Let's call her right now. Hey, so listen, I'm going to be with your daughter.
He was 19.
Yeah, she looked 25, but she was 40.
Yeah, he was 19.
Yeah, she was 40.
Even worse, because...
Goodness, great. Yeah, that's too much.
Yeah, I don't even think people are people until they're 25.
Right.
Oh, he says 2 years ago when I was 19, so he's only 21.
He's still young now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're definitely going to break
up. Oh, he's
going
to fuck the mom again. Oh, yeah. Him and the mom definitely going to fuck again. He's not even mature enough. To be around that environment.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was like 26, 27 now.
No.
He's only 21.
Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah. Him and his mom going to do it. He's going to do it again with the mom.
Well, he probably tried to. That's why she switched gyms. I'm telling you. He became annoying. He was like clingy.
There's no way he didn't. He was 19.
Yeah, she was giving him snacks.
Yeah.
He ain't know what to do with this grown-ass woman.
He ain't know what to do.
She'll take him out to eat. She paid for the pick up the bill. She's like, don't worry about it. I know they don't pay you that much down at the Foot Locker. How should he
tell his girlfriend?
Yeah, how should he tell her, Chandelier? Like, all right, how about this? You pick the place, Chandelier.
The setting.
You pick the setting, like the best place to tell your girlfriend that you slept with her mom. And then Candace.
I'll tell you how to do it. Sure.
Hmm. And this is if he has to say something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like he just can't hold it in his gut. He has to tell her. Where should
then
he tell
her? Then he's going to have to break up with her, right?
No, you don't got to break up with her. It depends.
She might choose to keep it.
Yeah, it depends how good she takes it.
Yeah.
You know? She might, it's just sex. You don't know
she
what this girl into.
Care.
Yeah.
She's like, I slept with my mom too.
Facts.
What?
I think that it should be over the city. Night, you know, after a sunset in the car.
I love receiving bad news with looking at a sunset. Like, man, it's so beautiful. I'm having such a good day right now. You want me to fuck it up? I got something to tell you.
And I think the way he should tell her is in the car, since he's in the car, he has a TikTok video made.
Ooh, breaking it down for her.
Breaking it down.
Oh.
With the caption voice.
Correct.
Yeah. What happens when your boyfriend sleeps with your mother? This is him dancing, holding the I'm sorry sign. 2 million views. Look, everybody in the comments thinks she should forgive me.
They saw this before you.
That's funny as hell. Chandelier, thank you so much for coming on the show. Any last thing you want to promote? Also, tell the people where they can find you on social media.
Find me on Instagram and Twitter at Chandelier White. It's black, so I'll spell it out. Chandelia White, like the color. Mm-hmm. And you can check me out, follow me, and you'll be able to see all my upcoming projects. I have a couple animated films and animated series on Netflix coming out this year and a few other things. So check me out.
That's right. Make sure you watch her in BMF as well.
Yes, BMF on 5.
That's right. That's right. Thank you so much for coming on, man. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, love.
Thank you. I had so much fun.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, Candace. Well, Candace, here we are, huh?
Again.
We're at the end.
Yet again.
Close to the end.
So sad.
Right before we get to the end, we have to do a segment that I know you find very dear to your heart.
Not as dear as you do.
You're damn right.
Because, you know, I don't get off on these nice posts. Mm-hmm. That's all you.
Nice posts are the best. So I want everybody to get close to their hearts before I go into Won't You Be My Neighbor. So go to your local surgeon and have them open up the chest. Take your heart out and put it in your hands. Maybe pour a little gravy on top. And I want you to get ready for Won't You Be My Neighbor. This post reads, two very good dogs worked together to save their owner who collapsed. When a 71-year-old man collapsed and fell unconscious on a Saturday morning, one of the dogs went to find help while the other remained by their owner's side.
The black Labrador chased down and barked at a woman who walked by earlier. She then followed the Labrador and found its golden retriever companion lying by the unconscious man.
The woman called emergency services. The dog's owner regained consciousness when medics arrived and he was taken to a hospital for further checks, said rescuers.
This is a real-life Lassie moment.
This is a real-life Lassie moment.
I love dogs.
Some dogs are really smart and actually could do this.
I feel like these dogs may have been like EMTs in previous lives.
Yeah.
Or first responders.
Or superheroes. Yeah.
Now, would you trust your dog to save your life? If you're out with...
You're talking about like...
Your dog.
Do surgery?
Yes. No, if you're out with your dog for a walk and then you have a heart attack or you break your leg on a jog.
Oh my God, this is getting really gruesome.
Do you think Allie, would you feel confident? You were like, go get help.
I think she would just cuddle with me next to me. And I'm like, no, go get help. And she was trying to make me feel better by just cuddling with me. And I'll take it.
You're like, that's fine, but like, at some point, I'm going to have to eat you.
Yeah.
If you don't go get help.
You know.
I don't want to.
I don't want to. Don't force my hand.
You have complete control of the situation.
Literally.
Just go.
Go.
Get
go.
Some, anybody.
Find somebody.
Anybody.
She's so small. She go get help. Just pick her. Oh, my God. That's so precious.
They're like, we found a stray.
Just pick her straight off the ground. I'm going to take you home. I'm like, great.
I do think that this is a beautiful story. And just reinforces why they're called man's best friend.
Yeah.
Because a cat wouldn't do that. A cat wouldn't go get help. A cat would just look at you in your face. Look at your stupid ass.
Oh, unconscious face ass. A cat just gonna roast you.
They would probably go get other local cats to come surround you.
Yeah, they all
and
just
clown
roast,
you.
Just clown you.
For the next 45 minutes.
Oh, falling awkward ass. Oh, somebody call 911 head ass.
Cat pulls out his phone and starts putting it on the gram. Look how stupid you look. Human, you supposed to be smarter than us? Look at you now.
Look at you now, head ass. Oh, I need a paramedic's face ass. Wow, Candace, what a fun episode. Huh? You had a blast?
The funnest.
I had a blast. What did you learn today, Candace?
I learned... If you're gonna steal donuts, the best place to get them from is a law and order set. If you want the best donuts, go where the cops are, at least the fake cops.
Yeah, because the law and order set, they're method, so they get the best donuts.
They have the probably like artisan style donuts.
Mm.
So if you're gonna do it right.
That's right. Do it right.
What you learned?
I learned sometimes Bible study can be mistaken for a fight.
Who knew?
Because to have faith is to have fight.
Okay.
To believe in oneself is a fight within itself. Can I get an amen, Candace? Can I get an amen, Candace?
Amen.
All right, now to wake up can be a battle. So no, my nosy neighbor, you didn't hear a fight of the regular standard. What you heard was people fighting for themselves.
Are you done? I have to pee.
Yeah, where can they follow you, Ken?
You can follow me at Jokes by Candace on social media.
You can follow me at Chinadu Unaka. Also, Chinadu Comedy on Twitter. Guys, be good, be well, be strong.
Nosy Neighbors comes out every Thursday, only on Spotify. Be sure to hit that follow button on Spotify so you never miss an episode. Nosy Neighbors with me, Candace Thompson.
And me, Chinadu Unaka.
Is a Spotify original podcast. We executive produce the show. Thank you to our lead producer, Allison Johnson, and our producer, Courtney Gilbert. Matthew Cilelli edits the show. Cornelia Stradwick does writing and research for us. Our executive producer from Spotify is Gina Delvac. And special thanks to Robert Adler, Dan Behar, Casey Simonson, and Kelly Kyle. Make sure to follow Nosy Neighbors only on Spotify.